Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good Monday morning there. Hey, Mike, get Ephesians 6 up there ready for me, if you will. Ephesians 6. Hey, morning. I just said that, didn't I? First day of winter. It's what they call it. The winter solstice is over. Today, this morning, when you got up, was the shortest day of the year as far as daylight is concerned. And I always celebrate the 21st day of December because spring is just around the corner. That's always the way I look at it. Every day now, the sun, we have more sun. Excuse me, every day. But we had a wonderful trip yesterday down to the Serpent Mounds. Got a lot of information to share with you. I'm going to give some guys a chance to get in here and a lot of ground to cover. There's always a lot of ground to cover. Listen, I'm not talking much current events kind of stuff today, okay? I'm not going to – if you got something you want to throw in there, it's important because we are crazy times, man. We're in some crazy times, but I want to dedicate a lot of this to just a little bit more of a discussion of what we did and some other things that I think that are germane and pertinent to it. Mike, if you would throw back up there, the picture of our hardy crew yesterday. And you know what I got to do? I got to figure out a way to get name tags. There's our crew, probably missing a few people because they, you know, some came late. We had planned to get at the Serpent Mound yesterday at 12:30. I was running a little bit late. I guess noon, I guess. And we got there. I got there at 12:30. Some of us, we were running late. Everybody was basically running late. And we got quite a story to tell. Without running through everybody's name there are nine people in this picture that basically it was the first time they've ever done anything. And can I tell you something that's amazing? This guy drove all the way from Iowa. How about Glenn and Corinne have moved to Ohio and didn't tell anybody? So they're Buckeyes now. Glenn was kind of the star of the show yesterday, by the way. We'll get to that a little bit better. There's Jeffy and, well, I'm not going to call out every name. Tommy's for his first trip there and old OJ and his friend and met this brother their first time. There's old Coach Norm and first trip. There's my little sweetheart beside her friend Dorita. And there's the former Wiccan. Stephanie, I mean, when I talked about going to the Serpent Mounds, I don't know, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever. I thought maybe it'd be five or six of us, truckload, a busload of us, or not a busload, but a van load, we'd get there. I started putting, he came from, I hope I get this right. He is from Iowa. He is from Georgia. Drove in just for the event. This guy shows up out of nowhere, late from where? Yeah, he drove in from Georgia. Come here to be part of it. And you know what's going on? Well, he told me, Jeff told me that he said, you know, I'm glad I met him. He said, Coach, I look everywhere trying to find somebody to do something. You guys are the only ones doing anything. And that's about the truth, isn't it? I'm proud of our team, and I got some great stuff to show you. But Lord, help me to figure this out. Help me to go about this the right way here this morning, because okay, let me do that real quick. We are going to go to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. We are. I got several calls yesterday about it. You know, President Trump has called for a rally, big rally in D.C. It's a Wednesday, January 6th. We had talked about the gun rally on January 4th. We'd already discussed about that, and some of us were going to go be part of that. I think that the January 6th one's going to be more important strategically. The president's called for it for a reason. I believe it's going to be a little bit more organized, and so you can mark your calendars right now. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what we always do. This is new to Mike and Polly and Jared and everybody who works the website for us. We're going to get a registration up. If you want to go, register online. It's not up there. Give us a day to get it up there, okay? We're going to go. And we'll carpool like we do here. But we want you to register. Now, listen to me. I'm putting a deadline on this. If you have not registered by January 1st, you are on your own, okay? Don't call me on January 2nd. Say, Coach, is there room? I want to go. Don't do that to me. Because we're going to probably rent vehicles from several different directions that people can carpool to get up there for it. And you guys give me a headache when you call me at the last minute and say, can I go? Because I want you all to go. I want all of you to experience everything we do. But you got time. You got 2 weeks, maybe even longer than that. I can't do the math here. You got time to decide whether or not you're going to go. Now, we're going to go on the 5th, which is a Tuesday. We'll travel on Tuesday, do the event on Wednesday, the 6th, and come home Wednesday night. That's what we're going to do. Okay? So we're going to get the registration page up. If you decide the last minute you want to come, you can come. I mean, you can come. But we're going to get, we get hotel rooms. We get a book of hotel rooms. We rent vans so people can ride together. And so we will have up a registration form hopefully by tomorrow. We'll have that thing up. And if you are going to go, you have to register, okay, or you're on your own. Does that make sense? That makes sense? We're excited about it. A lot of good, crazy things going on. So I want to do some stuff here this morning, let some of these guys talk about their experience yesterday, and do a little bit more deep diving for you here if we can. I'm going to shut up real quick and ask, does anybody have a question or a comment? Listen, don't start talking about the event yesterday. A question or a comment about anything, any housekeeping, anything like that that need to bring to our attention? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Anybody have anything to say?
I mentioned it in the pre-show, but Governor Bill Lee come out for Governor of Tennessee last night and said that if you don't live in the same house, you can't celebrate Christmas together, according to him.
Yeah, well, that whole governmental system as we know it, folks, is about to be turned on its head. That's a whole show in itself, but we're seeing, I'm just telling you, something really, really, really big going on underground in America. And we're not going to take it. No, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. Right? I believe that. I believe the whole governmental system as we know it is about to be flip-flopped. I don't know what it's going to look like, but that's my take on it. Yeah, come on in.
I just want to say happy Wakanda Day. What's that? You know, today's supposed to be the day when black people are supposed to get some magic powers. Well, I'm giving mine away if I get them.
Give it to me, Vinny. Give it to me. Because yesterday we ran into the Indians. Yeah, we ran into the Indians yesterday. What did they eat? Yeah, they've all been trained good. What do they all yell? Discrimination. They yell the N-word. They yell the I-word. Indian. Discriminate. I just be so sick. Just makes me so sad. I mean, I get so tired of it. So yeah, we had quite a confrontation yesterday when we showed up at the earthworks. We got video. Thank God for Bobby Lee's here. Bobby must have put, I don't know, 2-3 hours in these videos, putting these things together last night. He's become like the ultimate videographer of our events. And so let me roll back here at the beginning a little bit again. When we got down there. To the Serpent Mounds in Chillicothe, Ohio. We didn't really know what to expect. It's a state national park, state park. Got gates on the front of it. You usually can't get in there till it's closed, except they open it for the winter solstice. Now, why do they do that? Why do they open it for the winter solstice? Well, they open it for the winter solstice because there are people who show up during the winter solstice to do incantations and chants and cast spells. So they open the park up for them to do that. Well, God bless them. We showed up. And I, you know, like I said, I didn't know whether it was going to be 6 of us or 7 of us. I didn't know. Now you see it's about 20 of us, probably a couple people missing in the picture as well. And I'm going to show you in videos what happened. Here's what happened. I'm going to explain it. Let me show you the videos. So we're in that area about where we are right now in the middle of the parking lot. The Serpent Mound is behind us. And we got into a prayer circle. We're going to show you that here in a second. And the minute we got into the prayer circle, it was like the demonic hyenas were released behind us. This group of, they called themselves Native Americans. Hey, Randy, I'm a Native American. Anybody else? Anybody in here not a Native American? I'm a Native American. And they were just using the most foul language, telling us we had no right to be on their property and the sacred ground. And what are you doing here? You're going to defile it. And I didn't have the heart to tell them that there aren't any Indians buried in those mounds. That wasn't built by the Indians. Didn't have the heart to tell them that. But they tried to physically block us, as you're going to see here. Not even let us onto the grounds of this state park. And they saw something I don't think they'd ever seen before. They saw bold Christian men who just kept marching. They kept telling us we couldn't go there. We just kept going there. Hey, by the way, there's a sidewalk there. It's a public park. It's open. And they're there to tell us we're not allowed to be on their property. They're really scared by Mitch with his long beard. Mitch scared the heck out of him, you know. And so here's the end story is this. You can applaud this. You cannot applaud it. They shut the park down. When we were there and the commotion that this other group had pushing back against us and all that, they called the police and they closed the park down. So any other demonic ceremonies that were going to go after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon were canceled because the police closed the park down. Isn't that something? And as you're going to see here on the video, all we did was show up and pray. And I'll let you watch it. Again, I want to thank Bobby. Bobby put a lot of time and effort in it. I didn't have any cell service down there, so I couldn't do some of the things that I wanted to be able to do. Let's go to the very first part. Let's go to it says eight-minute team prayer. This is, okay, so this is, Mike started at about the, I'm trying to read my own notes here. Oh, yeah. Okay, Mike, start this at the eight-minute mark. Because we gathered together, we all got around the circle, and we prayed and did a lot of, we just prayed. We're just standing in the parking lot praying. And we began to be confronted. And Glenn had written a prayer. And I want you to hear the prayer. That's old Jeffy. Jeffy got into it a little bit yesterday, too. Just listen to this prayer. Folks, we're simply standing there holding hands and praying. That's all we're doing, taking authority. I'm running in circles here. Bear with me a second. Mike, go to Ephesians 6. Pull that up there real quick. Because I want to show you, folks, exactly what we're doing. Go down to verse 10. If you walked into the average church and you ask them, what does this mean? Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I could preach there. What are the wiles of the devil? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. What would those be? We wrestle against powers. What would those be? We wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world. What would that be? So, come on, folks. Let's just do Christianity 101. What would that be? What does that mean? When the average person sitting in their church reads the scripture, they read this, what do they think that means? Oh, I know what it is. The devil's trying to steal their money. The devil's trying to steal their joy. The devil's trying to steal their wealth. The devil's trying to steal their children. No, that may all be true. What does it mean? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, friends, if we're here and they are somewhere else, how do you wrestle with that? We wrestle with them, it says. We wrestle with them against spiritual wickedness Where? In high places. Well, evidently, we either got to go high or they got to come low. But somewhere at some time, there is a wrestling that takes place against these principalities, these powers, these rulers of darkness of this world. Somebody help me out. Where does the Bible say that we cast down, root out? It's in Corinthians, is it not? Where is it? Somebody help me out. Somebody a lot smarter than me.
Jeremiah.
2 Corinthians 10.
Thank you, Randy. Maybe it probably in Jeremiah 2. 2 Corinthians 10, Mike. 2 Corinthians 10. Come on, man. Make the Bible mean something rather than just a book you read. Think about it. What is this saying? What is it saying? 2 Corinthians 10.
Jeremiah 1:10, coach. Jeremiah 1:10.
Okay, we'll get there too. Listen, look at me. Still dealing with some doubters. We're still dealing with some doubters. 1:10. 1:10. 2 Corinthians 1:10, as I said, Randy. Didn't hear you, bud. All right, there we are. Hey, there it is.
Verse 3.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Hey, as you're sitting there in your Baptist church, can somebody tell me what that means? What does that mean? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to doing what? Pulling down strongholds. How do you pull down a stronghold? It tells us what we're supposed to do, but how do we do that? Well, you do it by what? Casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What? Yeah. High things. We got to pull down some of those high things that are fighting against the Lord. Jeremiah 10, is that what you said, Dale? Jeremiah 10?
Jeremiah 1:10.
Jeremiah 1:10. All right. Jeremiah 1:10. It's what we did yesterday. Stay with me. Sometimes you guys don't like to hear this because you weren't there. Say, well, they're just talking about their trip. Well, I want you to see what we're doing and why it matters and why we're winning. Jeremiah. Mike can't spell Jeremiah. There we go. 1, verse 10. Yeah, thank you, Randy. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. What? You mean he's what, like the UN? He's head of the UN? He's over the kingdom? Is that what that means? United Nations chief, whatever they call that guy? It says, this day I've set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to do what? To root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. I don't know. Go back to my high school English. Those are some pretty strong verbs there, aren't they? Pull down, root out, destroy, throw down. These aren't passive terms, friends. These are action verbs. These are violent verbs, if you will, right? Well, what would be those things that he said? What are those kingdoms that he set us over to pull down and to root out and to destroy? To throw down. What are they? Well, we went to one of them yesterday. So, Mike, pull the video up. Are you guys looking at me? I think you are. I know we're onto something here. I don't know what the consequences of it are, and I don't know. I don't care how many people chuckle and laugh. We're onto something here. And I don't know if... Bobby will have all these videos. We'll have these videos all posted. Bobby put a lot of time into it yesterday. You would not believe that. Well, maybe we'll hear it on this one. We'll see. You would not believe the demons that started squealing when we started praying. Somebody say amen. Hey, Jeff, say amen. You heard it right, Jeff?
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
I'm telling you, brother. Amen. Boy, are we over the target. I said, boy, are we over the target. So this is about the 8-minute mark. And Glenn and Corinne, who now have moved to Ohio, and I can call them Buckeyes. I like them a lot better now. Glenn said, Coach, I prepared a prayer. Can I pray this prayer? Yeah, I want you guys to listen. This is awesome. Go ahead. It's Glenn.
If they're Christians, they believe in God. And a couple was like, yeah. And so I told them what we're doing here, just so we know what our group is. It was all good response. And some of them were, hey, thank you. One guy out of the whole crowd got a little nasty. Mm-hmm. Ah, it's BS. Get that. You know what I mean? But the rest of them, but they ride here. He said the old guy, that he's dead now, used to ride out here all the time. And their beliefs are why they're riding out here is that if you ride out here before they open this on the winter solstice, it makes for a mild winter. They're just on a bike ride, you know what I mean? But that's what the group's about. But they all seem pretty good, but the one guy. So,
so here come the Indians.
Yeah.
That's a good scout.
Yep, he got to scout the land. Amen.
Coach Dave Hagemeyer.
Yeah.
Ralph Ridenour from Lima, Ohio.
Lima, Ohio. You came all the way down there from Lima?
Yes, sir.
Well, God bless you, Ralph. Thanks for being
here. I'm also a football official.
You throw any flags on me, you think?
No.
He wanted to.
I shall not do that.
I shall not give you a hard time.
No. God bless you. God bless Jesus. And God bless the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wow.
So, gentlemen, ladies, remember, God is watching and God is listening. So, therefore, our prayers are meant to be here. Amen. Today,
amen.
This
amen.
Moment, this time,
amen.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. The righteous, the prayer of a righteous man, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Thanks, Walt. Right, Walt. Thanks. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, let's join hands here and let's just open in prayer. Pardon me.
Glenn's going to
read a prayer. Who did somebody else have one? Did somebody else bring a prayer they wanted to read?
So this is more of a casting out prayer.
Okay.
If that's good here, mm-hmm. That's good now.
Oh, is that good here? Yeah.
Good everywhere.
Okay. All right.
Come on. So Lord, we just cast these words to you, Lord, over these heavenlies, Lord. We don't. We be honest. We tell you, we don't even understand the spiritual realm. Mm. We don't even really get it, Lord. Right.
Amen.
Help us to understand, yeah. Lord. But just in obedience to your word, we've come here today, and we're gonna cast down and we're going to pluck down, we're going to root out, and we're going to rebuild, Lord Jesus. We're going to declare that you are the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lords over this area. We break every demonic spirit, every demonic force, every demonic tie. You said in Psalm 2 that the kings of this world conspired against the Lord, and they've set themselves, Lord. They've set themselves like concrete. We're here to break that today in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would shatter and crumble those concrete platforms upon which they're standing, Lord, that you'd break them down in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, Father, in the name of you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come boldly to you, the throne of grace this morning, standing in agreement and in one accord. Jesus made open a show and disarmed principalities and powers.
Yes, Lord.
And we as believers have been now given that power, authority, and dominion over all the power of the enemy. We exercise it now according to Luke 10:19 in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority over the principalities, powers, wicked spirits, thrones, dominions, and rulers in high places.
Yes, Lord.
In the air, on the land, in the water, and underground. In Jesus' name, we bind the strong man over this serpent mound. We command every demon operating here to go now. Satan, we bind you, rebuke you, and render you and your demons powerless in this place. In Jesus' name. In the name and by the shed blood of Jesus, we now cut off and bring to naught the power of the spirit of the witch, the wizard, the witch doctor, magi, divinator, sorcerer, and high priest sending assignments from this place.
Yes.
We loose a wall of Holy Ghost fire around ourselves here today. In the name of Jesus, we cut off and bring to naught every ritual, custom, ceremony, curse, hex, vex, spell, incantation, chant, evil spoken judgment, magic, evil prayer, dance, trance, animal or human sacrifice, drums, shells, beads, bones, candles, pins, nails, rituals, customs, voodoo, hulu, julu, Santeria. We cut off all holy supply lines, seals, cords, altars, ligatures, ley lines, pathways, and gates and portals.
Several times.
We decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the tearing down of strongholds. We declare and decree that Jesus Christ is the name above every name, and that at his name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he alone is Lord in heaven and on earth. Right now we lose civil war into the enemy's camp. We command the mighty warrior angels to make a war immediately on all entities, fallen angels, dark powers operating here in this place. God, we thank you that you are the God who has fixed his throne upon right.
Wow! So, oh, Glenn covered about every base there, didn't he, folks? He covered about every base. And so after we got through, in the midst of the prayer, Mike, if you go to the next one, it says confrontation, that the 1.30 mark. As we began praying, it stirred the demons, and they were, they called themselves a group of Native Americans. And Bobby caught all this on film as well. This is our buddy Jeffy. As these guys come up, and they are not going to allow us on the property. Go ahead. Start it up to 1:30, Mark.
Heavenly Father.
Steve had some stones that he anointed.
Anoint them and bless them to break all demonic strongholds that are in. That'll be a sever in the night that the serpent's head has. We mute that. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
You have no right to be here to a ceremony.
Hallelujah.
Any ceremony.
Amen.
Bless it. We cry out to the blood and the souls in this land, Lord God. We repent of our sins.
You need to leave. You have no right, no business doing this on this sacred site where our ancestors are buried. You're not going any further.
Michelle, stay right here.
You're not going any further.
Sorry.
Don't call me cousin. I ain't your cousin. I'm the executive director of American Indian Movement for the state of Ohio. You ain't going nowhere.
Don't touch me.
You're the one pushing me.
Don't touch me.
You're the one pushing me.
Don't touch me.
Guys.
Do we come to your burial ground?
Phil.
Hey.
Do we come to your burial grounds?
Get off.
We don't come to your cemeteries.
Get off.
I'm American Indian.
Get out of my way.
Easy.
Last time I tell you.
Look. Nope. Wait a minute.
Nope. Last time.
What do you think? Wait.
What do you think?
Relax.
Out of the way, dude.
Relax.
They told me to get out of the way on my own land.
You don't own this.
Fellas.
Show me your deed. Show me your deed.
It's our birthright.
Show me your deed.
It's our birthright.
The director of the Ohio history.
No, you're not.
It's public land.
It's our sacred site.
It's public land.
It's our sacred site.
It's public land.
It's our sacred site.
This land will be taken in the name of Jesus, okay?
This land was already taken a long time ago.
Out of my way.
And you people still keep taking it. You people keep taking it.
No, we're not taking nothing.
Bullshit.
No, we're not.
You rape our ancestors. You rape our our land.
Can I have...
No.
Watch out behind you.
Yes, Jesus does love us as much as he loves you. However...
That's true.
However, he
they don't belong here doing ceremony, and you know that. You know Chief Barnes called you.
Yes, I spoke to Chief Barnes yesterday. I did. I spoke to him yesterday. So, if I could just have...
No! This is not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, this ain't going to happen.
Well, you might call Chief Barnes then.
Guys, please. This is Shawnee territory. Shawnee land. This is their sacred site.
I need to get out of my pathway.
I'm the executive director of the American Indian Movement for the state of Ohio.
You can stop that, Mike.
For Jesus, okay?
Well, then go.
That's it, Jeff. We're the executive directors for Jesus. and folks, although it looks confrontational, we just kept walking. We didn't do anything. We just kept walking. And the next thing you know, we were down around. I'm not gonna bore you all by showing you a lot of video. We'll have all that ready for you. But well, I'm telling you, I don't know if any of us were. We expected some opposition, but nothing quite like that. So let me shut up for a minute and let some of the stars of the show. Glenn's the star of the show. His prayer was absolutely unbelievable. Jeffy stepped to the plate. Steve Deck stepped to the plate with the rock.
The salt must flow, Coach.
Period. The salt must flow, and it did, brother. The salt must flow, and the salt did flow.
Yeah, it was really, you know, the minute we, you know, we started praying and speaking out loud, that's when.
Yeah, this is Glenn.
That's when the manifestation of those demons, you know, came, you know, was voiced through that, you know, Native American. And it was really something. They wanted to protect that territory, obviously.
And Glenn, we know from historical records that is not Indian territory. See, that is part of the lie that's being perpetuated, right?
Yeah.
The lie being perpetuated is this belonged to the Shawnee. We hear that, right? Well, it's the Hopewells up here, and it's the Yadin is over there, and it's always the Indians. But the truth of the matter is, friends, there aren't any Native American. There's no Indian tribes that really actually claim this. Now, is no, it very –
The thing I thought, Coach, was that just it was just demons manifesting itself, you know, using the Native American to try to defend its territory.
That's what I said. All of a sudden it became about race, right? You've raped our women. You've raped our property. It's the same thing you hear when African Americans get, I call it yelling the N word, right? They yell the I word, Indian, right? And I want everybody watching this and then everything that you might read on Right Wing Watch, wherever you might read it, to know that our guys represented themselves like strong, firm Christian men. And we just marched right through it. Exactly. The righteous are as bold as lions. Somebody else, come on in.
Yes. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
I thank you so much, you and my brothers and sisters, and so happy to see Michelle there.
Yeah.
In the picture, and Bobby Lee putting the videos. I was waiting for it, and I saw it in the evening, and you can see the demonic powers in their eyes. You can see the evil in their eyes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bless you, dear. Bless you. I'm going to show. Keep going.
Hey, Coach. This is Tim. We're up in Minnesota reclaiming the ground for God up here. It's an evil city, but yesterday we went. I wear your hat everywhere I go, and everybody comments about it that are good. And then I talked to a woman who said, she liked the hat. And I told her, I advertised who you were. And then I said, when's the last time you've heard messages about abortion and satanic ritual abuse? She says, I know one. She says, I'm a woman of faith and I go to the Assembly of God. And she says, they don't say it anymore. The only people you hear are from the Catholic Church is the only one saying anything. I said, watch Coach Dave. It's going to wake you up.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hey, do me real quick, Mike, the video you have up there, move it to about the 6 minute and 20 second mark. I want to show off my wife. Can I do that? Can I be proud here a second? Because I said, Michelle, 6:20 mark, Mike. We're walking down the trail. And all of a sudden I said, hey, Michelle, how about quoting Psalm 91 for us? I want you to listen to my sweet little helpmeet, my better half here, tearing down kingdoms. Go ahead, Mike.
To the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him where I trust. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the pestilence. He will cover thee with his feathers, and under his truth thou shalt trust. His truth is thy shield and buckler. Do not be afraid for terror by night, nor for the pestilence that comes in the darkness, nor for the destruction that comes at noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at his side, and 10,000 at his right hand, and shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Thy eyes only shall behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made thy God, which is thy refuge, even the Most High. No evil shall befall any one of us, and our families, and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. An angel shall keep charge over him, and keep him in all thy ways. And thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and dragon, and the young lion and dragon thou shalt trample under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. The Lord will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in time of trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And in long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Amen, Michelle. Amen, Michelle.
Amen.
What occurred? Did you hear the Indians chanting in the background?
Coach, that was it. That was an Elijah Mountain moment right there.
Brother, uh-huh. The second she unleashed the word of God, brother,
yeah.
You heard the incantations coming just like those foul spirits. I'll say this. I don't call them Native Americans. I call them naive Americans.
Hey, Dale, listen. Folks, we didn't go there for any confrontation. We were not in any way rude to them. Nothing. We walked down the blacktop road, sidewalk, to go down to the mound and pray. We ended up down at that serpent's egg with the head of the serpent and the egg. We went down there. We had a prayer rally when we were down there. We came, dare I say it, in peace, but not the kind of peace they think, right? We came in brotherly peace, but we didn't come in spiritual peace. That's for sure. And it's quite a moment. Somebody come on in here. Somebody.
You definitely disturbed their peace because they could have gone on with their own ceremony while you were doing yours, but they were so concerned about what you were doing, you really disturbed them.
Well, not only that, Naomi, as Bobby Lee said, they'd never seen Christians that didn't back down. We just kept right on going. We didn't apologize. We didn't say Jesus loves you, brother, and we didn't do any of that stuff. We just marched down and what we came to do. And amen. By the way, we had observers around us all the time. Being what? Well, you know, the people there. I told you they closed down the gate. They didn't let anybody else in there. But the observers came down, made sure they thought we were going to defile it and dig holes and do all that kind of stuff. I made the mistake at one point of stepping up onto the mound. I didn't realize you're not allowed to be on the mound. And, oh my goodness, did those demons break loose when I did that? When I step up onto the mound, some things I'll keep private. Somebody else, come on. I'm not trying to bore those of you who weren't there. Okay. I just want you to see you can do this, folks, right where you are. You can do this. We can do this.
Morning, it's Steph.
Go ahead, Steph.
Yeah, those when you set foot on that grass, those people screech like cats on a hot tinder.
That's amazing.
Totally, the noises they made. You know, I mean, that was just absolutely. I also brought a bottle of holy water, and at the end there, when we went, they had left a little spot of their smudge sticks and all their stuff there. I doused that whole corner and that whole point right there. We got that whole corner over there.
See, folks, the snake undulates right back and forth, and the ley lines are such that every time there's a curve in the snake, that's lined up with a lunarly moon, right? And so all I did is I just stepped up on one and began to declare the word of the Lord and break the powers of the demonic realm standing on the mound, and they went bonkers.
Hey, Coach,
that's how you know you're over the target. Yeah, Randy?
Coach, you guys modeled Ephesians 6. You modeled it right there. That's the perfect – I mean, we've done this before, but that we continue to do this. You put on all the armor. You went to the spot. You prayed up. You prayed. Glenn's prayer just opened the door.
Great job.
And then, Coach, at the end of that, guess what? The boldness. There was the boldness, the authority, the ambassadors you guys become. I mean, read all that. It's all right there in Ephesians 6. It's a perfect moment.
Hey, Randy, when we left, there's peace behind us, brother. When we left, they were all gathered over in their little huddle, whatever they were doing over there, and we just walked. The police came. Of course, you know, the police, listen. The police are always against the things of the Lord. You understand that? It's always the Christian's fault. Well, we were bold. We didn't back down. And it was all good. It was all good.
Coach,
I want to switch. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Just real quick. This is a complete display of fearlessness in the Lord.
Amen.
We cannot be fearful.
That's right.
When we do this stuff. Otherwise, it's a waste of time and a joke.
The righteous are bold as lions, Joseph, and evil men flee when no one pursues. And we did it in a way that glorified the Lord. We didn't call names. We didn't do any of that stuff. We were just marching as the war with the cross of Jesus going on before. That's exactly what we did. Clay, I see your hand up. Go on in.
Yeah, I just wanted to I would have liked to ask that guy, that Indian, if his God was scared of our God, or, you know, I'd like to know his opinion about that. And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, don't you reckon that there's going to be a lot of Indians there next year?
You think maybe we've started a trend? I would say
so. I think you did. Yeah. And I know that between the parking area and the Serpent Mound, there's actually supposed to be some burial over there and also behind the center, you know, but it doesn't seem like anybody's keeping those up like they do that Serpent.
Well, how about this one, Clay? Can somebody help me here? Why is their burial ground protected? You drive around America, most of the cemeteries you see got tombstones upset, people going in there doing all kinds of stuff. You're not even allowed to step foot on their burial grounds, even though it's not their burial grounds. What's that all about? Gwen Jackson, come on in. I see your hand up.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have my hand up. But what are they protecting, Coach?
Well, they have the authority of the government behind them. I can tell you that, right? They got
think about that, guys.
Come on in, Jeffy.
That protects is evil.
That's right. That protects evil. Go ahead, Jeff. Jeff was a star yesterday. Mitch was a star. Glenn, player of the week, goes to Glenn and Corinne. Now that he's in Ohio, he's getting some courage. So proud of you, Glenn. Go ahead, Jeff.
That Indian was of his father, the devil, yesterday. You could see it in his eyes.
Yep.
You know, and it was amazing. He comes up to me. I ask him, I said, why you keep stepping in front of me? He said, and I think what it is, he got scared of the other guy that gave him a little shove backwards, and he come over to the little guy. You know what I mean? And he's like, because he got off of him right away. He says, you're the leader of this thing. I said, buddy, I am no leader of this. He said, you're Coach Dave. I said, no. You don't even know who Coach Dave is. And he had no clue. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, Tom, you know, we get in there, and what this guy don't understand all the time, all the 12 years outside that strip club with real evil. I mean, these guys, you know what I mean? He reminded me of Tom George. And the other little guy reminded his brother that's real evil, the satanic dude.
Yeah.
That's who they reminded me of. I thought, you boys are not stopping us. We are going through here. It's Tom Branstow loved the trip. All the way back, Tom kept saying, why don't Christians see this? Why don't Christians get out and do this? I said, Tom, they've never stepped out. I said, you stepped out here today. I said, look at you. All the way back 3 hours, him and Gary Kennard, that's all they talked about for 3 hours. I didn't have to say nothing. They just talked. And they loved it, Coach. They were really on fire.
I'm glad you brought him, Jeff. Listen, I'm going to connect some dots here. As soon as Joseph Allen wants to get in there, then followed by Coach E., who was the star of the show again. So Joe Allen, come in, and Coach E., and then I want to show you guys something. Go ahead, Joe.
They kept on asking if a chief sent you guys. Who is this chief?
Yeah. Chief Shooting Bowl, that's who it was. They're sitting up there. Jeff said, what did you tell him, Jeff?
That the guy standing there in the blue coat, where he was kind of for the grounds. He worked there or something on committee.
Yeah.
He said, the Indian asked me, he said, you talked to Chief Barnes yesterday. You talked to Chief Barnes. He said, yes, I did talk to Chief Barnes, the chief of the sheriff. Sheriff Barnes, he called him. So then when he bumped me again, he kept belly bumping me. I looked down and I said, buddy, you better call Sheriff Barnes. He did not like that.
Coach Norm, come on in. You got to unmute yourself here, bud.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Rod.
Go to Norm when he comes in.
Well, he hadn't opened it up yet. He hadn't figured it out.
Take us quickly through what the day signified yesterday again.
Well,
It's a whole high day or whatever. Take us through that real quick.
Stephanie, can you do that? Can you come in here and talk to him a little bit about the winter solstice and the impact of it?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I want to add, we were all running late. And had we not all been running late, that whole thing wouldn't have happened like that. You know, yesterday, that was just, but yeah, no, they went there. They were planning a gathering there with their drums. Like I said, they come to that site and they raise energy. It's a recycle. It's the wheel. There's, you know, that winter time is a time of like death, and you go, kind of like I said, you kind of go intro, and it's about rebirth, and so it's celebrating that. It's the shortest day, longest night, like you said. It starts the whole cycle over. So now they lean towards the rebirth.
Are they, Stephanie, tied into the witches and warlocks together?
Those guys there, that's what I talked about a little bit. Like, there's, you know, like how there's 20 different flavors of Christian. They all, like, those were, that guy said that they were Native American, and he was standing there with, like, his spear, his shield, with his feathers, you know. I mean, they were there to do some kind of
they're going to have a ceremony. Yeah, they were doing a ceremony of some type, and we got there and interrupted it. That's what it was.
Yeah, yes. Literally, we got there right before, and they were probably going to be down there because that's where that point is. That's where that area was, right there at the point of focus. That's where all the sage and stuff was laid down. So we blocked that. That was divine intervention. Amen. And we blocked it.
So, Roger, it has to do with energy, right? And that's
yes.
It's a high holiday. Yeah, it's like Easter
energy. Yeah.
It's like Easter.
How many years has this been going on? And this, how many, you know, here come these bold Christians. You know, how often does that happen? They were not expecting that because no one's ever gone there to block that like that.
Amen.
And they've been going there for how many years? How many different groups? The witches go and they do their thing. These guys were there to do earth energy. They're more of the element. So,
Coach Norm, you still trying to get in?
I'm in now, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Coach, I was just moved by the prayer. Not only in the parking lot, but Steve's prayer down at the head of the snake.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed because the other guy just prayed, and Stephanie. And I was totally moved by the prayer at the head of that snake.
Amen. It was great. There were some powerful moments there, folks. Some powerful, powerful moments for sure. Thanks for all you do, Coach Norm.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
I was listening to good morning, brother. I've been listening here, and one of the things just kind of jumped out at me today as I was reading, but you actually hit it earlier on when you were talking about 2 Corinthians 10,
yep.
About in the flesh and casting down. And you said, well, you know, wisdom is knowing what to do, understanding's how to do it. And verse 6 is kind of the key. I put it on the little notes there. It says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And what happened there is I was just watching you guys and everybody there. I was like, you know, what's happening is when you go up to that verse 5, you know, bringing into every thought in captivity to the obedience of Christ, it's in them, they're in disobedience, serving a false God. Yeah. They're in disobedience to the true and living God, wherever you guys are going. And what happens is by your obedience to God, you're punishing those spiritual hierarchies by your obedience.
Amen.
So that's why when you face opposition, it's because you're in obedience to God, and it's revealing spiritually the disobedience they are to God.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, I was praying for you yesterday too, and God bless you guys.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, folks, go ahead real quick. Come on.
Hey, you know, Norm said that. There was prayers all over the place going up. But I'll tell you, the prayers were all great, but I'll tell you one prayer that really, really moved me and touched me. We're standing at the head of that snake. After all that we just went through to get back there, and they're all watching us. Coach Norm, you know how coaches do when you're in a game, you got a crucial point, and you got to go to one man. And you go to Coach Norm, come over to me, put his hand on the back of my neck, and start squeezing and praying over me. And I'm just standing there like, thank you, Lord. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just silent. You couldn't hear him, nothing. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit was just rushing through us standing right there. And I just want to say thank you, Coach Norm, for coming alongside there, brother.
Amen. Amen. Okay, give me the last 10 minutes here, okay? Because here's what I believe. I asked this in a car when we were driving home yesterday. I said, how many of you, I think that's when it was. I've been so many places. I said, how many of you ever in your church, in all the time you've been in church, has anybody ever done any type of instruction with you in regards to Giants? Anybody ever heard of, you don't have to raise your hand. Anybody ever had a series on the Giants taught in your church? Ever brought up at all? And I thought, you know, I've been a Christian a long time, and I've been a really strong Christian, whatever that word means, since about 1987, 1988, January 1988. Been in many churches, heard many sermons, never ever heard anything about it. So I thought, as I was preparing this show this morning, I thought, Lord, does the Bible talk about giants? Have I stepped out here into, am I out on thin ice? Am I out on a limb here, Lord? Lord, talk about giants at all? Hey, Mike, click on 36 tribes of giants. Did you guys know that? Why don't they tell us this in our churches? Why do they make fun of it? I just Googled search this morning. Tribes of giants. There are 36 tribes of giants mentioned in the Bible. Raise your hand if you knew that. Quit lying because you didn't know it. 36 tribes of giants mentioned in the Bible. The Amalekites, the Amorites, the Anakims, the Ashdalites, the Aviams, the Avites, the Canaanites, the Caphites, the Ekronites, the Amines. You have any idea? Anybody know this? So I don't believe that. I don't believe in that Nephilim stuff. You don't? You don't? Well, what about this? How about look at this? Well, Mike, you went too fast. Go back up a little bit. There are 22 individual giants named by name in the Bible. There, right there. There are 22 individual giants mentioned by name in the Bible. There they are. The names of giants mentioned in the Bible. So I said, hang on a minute. Look at that, old Hoham, king of Hebron. I thought Hebron had a mayor. I thought we had a mayor here, evidently. Hoham was a king. He was king of Hebron, I guess. But that wasn't good enough. I said, okay, Lord, I still don't. This ain't good. What? Hey, put this in the chat. Put this in the chat, if you can, Mike. Now, wait a minute. Coach, yeah.
They talk about giants, but they make them seem like they're like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, they talk about David. They talk about David. Hey, listen. Hey, Mike, click on Anakim. Anakim. That's one of the other things. Anakim. I said, what? I've heard of that before. And the Raphaim. I've heard of the Anakim and the Raphaim. I've heard of both of those. I said, Lord, what are those? So I clicked on, did a little Google search. Who are the Anakim? Why, they're the descendants of Anak. They dwelt in the south of Palestine, the neighborhood of Hebron. Oh, better watch out, right? Huh? They were probably a remnant of the original inhabitants of Palestine before the Canaanites, the Cushite tribe from Babel, and of the same race as the Phoenicians and the Egyptian shepherd kings. Their formidable warlike appearance is described by the spies sent to search land, filled the Israelites with terror. Why? They seem to have identified them with the Nephilim as giants of the antediluvian age. What? What? This stuff's in the Bible. There were various tribes of Anakim, Joshua tells us. Joshua finally expelled them from the land, except a remnant that found a refuge in the city of Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. The Philistine giants whom David encountered were descendants of the Anakim. Huh? When's your pastor? Say to your pastor laughing at you. When did he start teaching me on this? Hey, Michael, so let's go to the Raphaim. What? This stuff can't be in the Bible. My pastor never told me anything about that. Say, Coach, all Coach, he's out there on a limb, man. I don't know what he's doing. He's crazy. Well, what's Raphaim? Why? The Raphaim. Well, they were lofty men. They were giants. What?
Hey, Coach.
Huh? Wait a minute. They were aborigines of Palestine, afterwards conquered and dispersed by the Canaanite tribes, classified with this general title. They were known to the Moabites as Eman, fearful. And to the Amorites as Zamzumin. Some of them found refuge among the Philistines and were still existing in the days of David. We know nothing of their origin. They were not necessarily connected with the giants, the Nephilim of the Genesis. Huh? Has your pastor been talking to you about this? Come on, then. Is that Gary?
Yes. Here's something else that's not never talked about either. I can't remember exactly where in Scripture it is, but Goliath's brothers are also mentioned when they are slain.
Well, Gary, there's how many did I say? 22 of them mentioned my name? Is that what I said? Go back to that original one, Mike. Go back to 36 tribes of giants. So, folks, what do we do with this stuff? What do we do with this stuff? Now, listen, we don't connect all of them to the mounds. We don't connect all of them to the serpent mound and to the. But, folks, there's something here that's really, really important that we don't even talk about in the church. We don't even talk about it.
Coach.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we just came back from Florida for a funeral. We were at a Methodist church, and I spoke of the serpent mounds and the mounds of Ohio and methylene. And they, what? I don't understand. Where's that? I said, look in the Bible.
Folks, why is this stuff hidden from us, folks? Why has this stuff been hidden from us?
We're too damn busy wanting to learn of Dave. We're too damn busy wanting to learn about our best lives now.
And how to make more money and have more stuff. Come on in, Joseph.
Here are these tribes that you've listed here and things of that nature. I'm very familiar with them all. But as giants, no.
Isn't that something?
Not at all.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Evil men that prepped in unaware.
Oh, change the truth of God into a lie, huh? Evil men have crept in unawares. Infiltration.
Hey, Coach. Jeff. The deputy sheriff, when we left, I had a chat with him in the parking lot as we're all congregating. Not the other sheriff that come in the parking lot, the one out in the parking lot. Our conversation kind of went with, I said, buddy, who gave the order to shut this place down? He said, I don't know. We were just told to shut it down. I said, you know. And he looked at me. He said, well, son. I said, listen, don't call me son. I'm not your son. He said, I'm sorry. He said, sir. I said, that's better. I said, now, listen, what we're doing here is we've come to push out the darkness out of this place. I said, you got to admit, you know, there's Wiccans, witches, demons, God haters that come out here and have ceremonies. He said, yeah. I said, well, what's the Bible say? All it takes for evil to flourish is good men do nothing. So I went through some other scripture with him, and then he started agreeing with me. He knew that there's been problems out there. You know, I didn't really want to say it, but I made him kind of admit it. You know, it was a good conversation.
Hey, folks, ask yourself this. Would the world change if Christian men and women began to do this in localities where they live? If we really wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, if we're told to root out and pluck down and destroy, we're told to do that. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing it? Well, we don't know. We're supposed to do it. I feel you, Larry. Come on in.
Yeah, you know, why is a big question. But all of this information and everything that is not being discussed, that is not being presented in that world, which calls itself the Christian world in our country, is it reveals more and more and more why Jesus literally told his disciples that in the end, the supermajority of the people that claim to be connected to Jesus, he's going to send them to hell. Now, a lot of people, even after I show them the scriptures in Matthew chapter 7, 19 through 24, somewhere in there, even after I show them those scriptures, they refuse to believe that those scriptures are true. But you know what? They are.
Well, Jesus came, and what was one of the things he said? Listen, folks, please. I don't want this ministry to be about giants and Nephilim. I don't want that to be the focus of this ministry. But how can we look the other way and ignore it, right? Huh? How can we do that? When we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, he tells us to go do these kind of things. Why are we not being told the truth about our Christian heritage? Jesus said to the Pharisees, you teach as commandments the doctrines of men, making the word of God of none effect. We just read that in 1 Corinthians. We're told to go tear down, pluck out, root down, right? Do we do that? We don't even know what we're fighting against. Is it any wonder that the enemy is having such a field day against the American church? Now, listen, I still got my tinfoil hat. I can put that on with the best of them. But the stuff that we're talking about here today is real. And if you would have been there yesterday and you would have felt the power of God flow through the men and women who are crying out in the name of the Lord against those dark principalities and powers, if you could have been there and felt it, I promise you this, your faith would have expanded, your courage would have grown, and anybody who went there did not leave the same as when they arrived. I promise you that. Love all you guys, man. What a great day it was. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.